Thank you for calling.
Yes, could I speak to Joe Parker, please?
Yes, you can. May I have your name, please?
This is Jackie Newman.
Checking you, man. Just give me one moment. Let me see you, then.
Thank you for staying on the line. This is Joe.
Hey, Joe. This is Jackie. How are you?
Hey, Jackie. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you. How about yourself?
Doing all right. Do you have a minute?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. I was wondering just maybe kind of go through and catch up on where we were page by page. Do you have time for that?
Sure. Absolutely. Just give me one moment. Let me pull up the website.
Okay.
All right, I'm on the website right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. On the home page, mm-hmm. I still feel like there's two pictures, those main two pictures that are scrolling through are
mm-hmm.
both pictures of alcohol, and I'd like for one of them to be more of a food picture. And so
okay.
I know that there's some issues with the sizes of the pictures, but
mm-hmm.
I like the one with the people cleaning their glasses that look happy. And then if the second one could be something with the food in the background, maybe people too, maybe the alcohol also. I don't know what my choices are, but maybe
mm-hmm.
just not both of them being alcohol, because I just feel that you
okay.
lose the piece that it's a restaurant too.
Okay. So just so
okay.
I want to confirm now. You sent me a few links for the images, to the stock images, right? So those I checked all of those images. However, like those were, let's say for the food pictures, those are only targeting or taken zoomed in. Like those are the zoomed in pictures of food. So should we use one of those pictures, or should we like get any different picture for this home banner?
Do you want me to send you look through those and send you ones maybe?
Yes, please. If it's possible for you, if you could take a couple of minutes and send me those pictures,
okay.
and let me know, that would be great. Because in that
okay.
way, we'll know exactly where to put the picture. It'll save us a lot of time as well.
Okay. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'll do that. And
mm-hmm.
then
thank
going
you.
On down under our menu, take
mm-hmm.
away. This is what we do when we do it perfectly.
Okay.
I think instead, if you could put there. There is always room at Willardine's table.
All right. There is always room at Willardine's table. All right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then under Eat Together, we still have that picture of the chef that needs to go, because that's a white table. We're, you know, a
okay.
country bar. Yeah,
uh-huh.
so ideally it would be, I sent you some of staff. I do like idea of putting a staff picture there, or honestly, or really kind of almost anything there. A nice people, a table of people eating together would be nice right there, but it needs to be rustic.
Okay. So.
Okay,
So,
I can try to find one for there too and make a suggestion.
Perfect. So, can you do one thing, Jackie? So, when you're sending me the pictures or the link to those pictures, like kindly alongside with the link, or just at the start of the link, kindly mention where does this picture go, so we could we know exactly
okay.
where to upload that picture. All right.
Okay.
All right,
under Food Gallery, just
mm-hmm.
take out the "We Create Delicious Memory" and that symbol.
Okay. All right.
You might put in under Food Gallery, our logo would be nice right there.
On the pictures or under the...
Under, you see where it says "We Create Delicious Memory" and it has a little thing, a little symbol?
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Under Food Gallery, under there, our logo, and then the pictures would be nice?
Sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then under that, you know, all those links on the bottom need to be updated, where Shangri-La and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff, right?
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
And I sent you the telephone number of the restaurant, so that could go at the very top where it has the places for the telephone.
Exactly. So that'll go at the very bottom, at the very top, and in the contact page as well.
Yep, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions before we move on? On the homepage?
For the homepage, it's pretty much clear for me. So I guess we just need to update two pictures, and you're going to send me the pictures, right?
Yep. Yep. And take away the...
Take away the small text there, replace it, and put your logo under where it says Food Gallery, like underneath the food, that small icon. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Then on the About page, I like that picture, the pictures that are there, and I like the new pictures. I like most of that page. The only thing that looks odd to me is at the very bottom where it says, let's talk about some teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
The end, that so we invite you today to break from the lake with us at Wilding. That doesn't really go there. The take a break from the lake, your break from the lake is our tagline. We probably should put that somewhere else. We also don't have any lake pictures. We probably should put some lake pictures somewhere. I'll think about that when I send you the other two pictures. Maybe that's you know, we need to have something there. But your break from the lake, it might be nice to have that somewhere else, like on the homepage.
So how about we take this section, like we take this section off from the About Us page and put it on the homepage?
Yeah. Other thing on the homepage, when you see under the food gallery, every time you click on them, everyone says spicy dinner chicken.
Oh, I just noticed that.
Yes, so that needs to come off. And then I don't know if we want to provide, you know, if they need a description, I think they're fine without one.
Yeah, like they look pretty good. So instead of like this spicy dinner, we'll replace them with their actual names.
Yeah. And then one other thing is we only have one breakfast picture on there. If maybe we could take away the picture, there's two pictures of sandwiches. Maybe on that second row, that second sandwich could be replaced by maybe one of the pictures of breakfast
waffles,
chicken, waffles or something like that.
Yep. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So, and the section at the home, like the About page, like the last section where it said, let's talk about some work team, how about we take the section off from the About Us page and put it on the home page? So after the section that says be placed, we'll directly go to the footer section. So this whole thing will be taken off. You want to do that?
It'd be taken off the About, but I do like the idea of let's talk about some teamwork and that taking you to the careers page and contact us. I don't think that's a bad. I kind of like that slogan. But so we invite you to take a break from the lake, really that needs to go up under the place in that section. That wording is meant to be with that paragraph.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I would move that up and leave, let's talk about some work team and have that go, you know, contact us in the career section. But then on the home page somewhere, adding our tagline, you know, maybe even near the logo at the top or a banner at the top or something on that Welcome Wilding Tavern, it could under that say, your break from the lake. That's even on my sign that's out at the road. It says Wilding Tavern, your break from the lake.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So maybe add that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I sent you all the menus, so I'm guessing you're working on that.
Yeah. Yes, we are.
Okay. The only thing that I don't have done yet is there will be a catering menu that I don't have complete yet, but maybe where we could do it is just, I don't think it has to, well, maybe it should have its own section on the homepage where breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, brunch, and then maybe catering.
Okay.
Because they will go to online order, and that is another menu. I just don't have the menu done yet.
Okay, so on the homepage, we replace brunch with that one, right?
No, can you just add one more?
We can do that, however. These will be like, so we got to like reduce the size of width size of each.
Yeah.
One. Yeah.
You know what you could do? Why don't you take out late night bar bites?
Mm-hmm.
Because that stuff is just a repeat of everything else. They don't, and you will be ordering that from online ordering, and move brunch over and have catering where brunch is, and just take late night bar bites out.
All right. Okay. All right. So
okay.
Catering at the very end. All right.
Yep. And then I think that's all on the about menu.
Mm-hmm.
The contact you'll update with the new phone number. The email address to use for all the contacts should be mine right now, JackieNewman@WildingsTavern.com.
Yep.
So anywhere you need an email address, use that one. But the career page is still kind of a mess. I don't know if you got, I like the picture there, honestly. You know what? We could use that picture as the second picture on the homepage of all that yummy-looking food.
So this will replicate the picture. So the same picture will be used on the homepage and on the career page as well.
No, the career page, let's pick a different one. Let's pick one that is a chef or a – I think I had one with a happy employee. I'll see if I can find it. That a happy employee needs to be where the careers is.
Okay. Okay.
That food picture can be the second picture on the homepage. So you got the happy people – with their glasses, and then this picture of the food.
Okay. And about the
okay.
About the front end of this career page, you see these are all options, bartender, server, hostess. So it won't look like this. We'll go ahead and change the layout of this page. So each and every category, each and every career, like let's say job, will have their box and a picture of it. For example, let's talk about bartender. So it'll have a small box at the very top left side. It'll say bartender, and it'll have a picture of bartender. So when you click on it, it takes you to the form, to fill out the form.
Okay, yeah. But the forms are still kind of messy, like under title. So if you click on bartender or any of them, it says choose 2, 3, 4. Your title should be Miss, Mr., Mrs. And then, like, suffix is the same, and country is 2, 3, 4. I really don't care about you can take country all the way out.
Okay.
It just looks like it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Like, I think, honestly, title could go away, suffix could go away, and country could go away.
Okay.
But, like, when you put in an address here, you put in where it says address 1, then the city and state should be below that, not above it. It's just really confusing the way it reads.
So title will be taken off. Yeah, suffix will be taken off. Country will be taken off. And then address 1 and address 2 will come at the place of country, and city and zip code will come underneath address.
Yeah, that's how that should go.
Okay.
And then on X, like work experience, work is spelled wrong.
Mm-hmm. Work experience?
Yeah. And then it should be, like, under month, you should be able to choose either 1 through 12 or January through December, you know?
Yeah. So the drop-down should have all months, yeah.
Yeah. And then you also should be able to add more work. Say I want to put in 3 jobs that I had. There should be, you know, a thing at the bottom that said, add more experience, add more experience. So if I want to put 10 years' worth of my jobs, I can just repeat that again and add it in and in. But I still think things are missing there, too.
If someone has, like, multiple job experiences, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it also should be, like, you know, it has job title. I guess it's okay. Usually you're able to put in, like, work, you know, what your role and responsibilities. I guess that's where it should be description, but it's properly worded.
Where exactly?
On under work experience,
mm-hmm.
It just says description. I think it should probably say, you know, role and duties
role
or something
duties.
Like that. They're trying to tell me, like, you know, what they did at that job.
Mm-hmm. Role and duties?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Role and duties, all right.
And then on to educate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that whole thing just looks weird to me. I don't know if you copied the form exactly, but, like, you don't choose a school name. There's unlimited amount of schools, right? I mean, it should have one for high school, and whether they completed it, and then any college, and they type that in because there's a limited amount of schools that they can choose from. I don't think major. I don't. It's like 1, 2, 3. I just don't feel like they copy these forms completely because they're really kind of crazy looking. Major and minor.
So how about we replace school with high school or your major, something like that?
Well, I mean, I do want to know where they went to high school and when, and where they went to college and when, and what they studied. But the way this form reads is, I mean, did they use the forms that I sent? Because I don't think they read this way. It just looks wacky. And it's really hard for me to look back the way these emails are formed to you. Like, I cannot go back to our emails and find stuff very easily. It makes it really hard for me to, like, reference. But I just feel like they didn't look at these. These just aren't created correctly.
So should we, like, do you want us to go ahead and change the layout of this form, the education one, or should we, like, replace some fields in it? For example, let's say after school name, it must say, like, college name or high school name, something like that.
Well, it needs to be like the form that I sent you, though. I mean, that's what it needs to read. It needs to be high school, the the name of the high school, the years attended, did you graduate, and then it needs to have a place for college, the college attended, the years attended, did you graduate, and what you studied. And then you also say I attended two different colleges or three different colleges. I need to be able to add more if I want to add more. But just the way this is formatted, I mean, it's not intuitive, but the what I sent you, it should read like that.
Okay. So, actually, it is exactly the same form that you sent me. It has all the same fields. Let's say school name, level of education, major, minor, from, and to, and description. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and add another field in this form of college and an option for the customer, for your clients, to add more school or colleges in it. For example, if someone attended multiple, like, different schools or different colleges.
So okay, so you can put, in, I guess, major and minor, then you can put area of study and a lot of free, so they need to type in the school's name, you know, because you can't choose from, the drop-down would be way too big. So for high school and for college, the they type in the school, they type in the years attended. So here, it, like, again, under the month and year, it's just 2, 3, and 4. And they need to be able to, you know, either choose 1 through 12 in the year or January in the year. And then the same, you know, kind of for high school and for college. Now, for high school, you don't put what you studied, right, but you would for college.
Yes. So
okay.
You need to create three different fields in this form, in this particular form, right? School, first school, then high school, and then college.
Yeah, they need high school. They need just high school, and then they need college, and then if they want to add additional, you know, a plus sign if you want to add, like, two or three colleges.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. And same goes for college, not for college, for school as well, right?
For high school, there's just one. I don't care if they went to multiple high schools. Just put one high school that they graduated from. So
okay.
One high school and the the college, and you can add more than one.
Okay. And we should we, like, keep school there, or should we take school off from the page?
From where now?
From this education page. So you see the first field that we have is school name. So should we, like, go ahead and replace this one with high school, or?
I would have one for high school and one for college. Yeah.
So in total, two, right? One for high school, one for college. And take the school out for now.
And don't don't make college mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to have been college.
So,
It's not a required thing.
Required, but it's optional.
High school is, but college isn't.
Okay, all right. High school.
And license and certification, same thing. They may not have any, but they may have one, so you need to be able to put, like, the type of license, they type it in. I'm a hairdresser, I'm a bartender, I'm a marketer, whatever, and a license and the state license number and state that it's in, and then the date. the dates down below.
Yes, yeah, so we do have two different options for dates, like date achieved, renewal date.
Yeah, that's okay. And it's not mandatory. They may not have these, right? They can just skip this if they want to.
Okay, so like take required option from this license page off, right?
Yeah, because they, yeah.
Okay, so license name, license number, date achieved, renewal date. Is there anything else that we should be like we should add in this form?
Did you get the state license number and state? Like they might be a hairdresser in Tennessee or Georgia or a bartender in one state or whatever. But the state can be optional. It's not mandatory.
Optional. All right. So state. All right. So state will be added there as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Attachment, I think, is fine.
Mm-hmm. And in upload an attachment form, people can actually upload a file that's up to 6 MB. So should we go ahead and increase the file size, or is 6 MB enough for you?
I don't know. I mean, most of this should be a resume for most people. Is that enough room for a resume?
Yeah. Usually resumes are somewhere around, like, maximum, like, they go up to 1 to 2 like megabytes, so... 6
That's
megabytes, is, yeah, all right, okay.
Yeah. Availability, not only do I need the days, but I need the hours. Like, you can put day
okay.
shift, you know, mornings, let me think for a second, mornings, after lunch, afternoon, night. And
okay.
so they need that, like, I can work Sunday. You know, and it did. I mean, I'll talk to them about it, but I typically just need to know, like, if they're saying they can only work Monday through Friday day shift, or Monday through Friday night, or weekend days, or something like that.
Okay, so in total, we have three different time slots, right? Morning, after lunch, and night.
Morning. I think we have lunch after. I have more than. I have about four shifts. I have early morning. I have lunch. I have afternoon and I have night.
Okay, so should we like upload all of them? Early morning, afternoon, lunch, and
afternoon, night.
Afternoon, okay. Afternoon and night, okay.
On the questions page,
mm-hmm.
How did you hear about it? They need to be able to type free text in there. Were you referred by a current employee? Yes. And if they choose yes, it needs to put the name of the employee.
Okay.
When can you start? You know, they'll be able to put a date. And then that next, are you currently employee of a Blooming Brands restaurant? Just take that whole thing out. Both of those next two questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can go. And then other questions, like, are good. Can you serve alcohol beverage? Flexible? Are you 18? The rate of pay? All that looks good.
Okay. All right. Okay. So, like, there are a few changes that needs to be like that need to be taken care of in the form section. So, I'll get them updated.
Okay. And I think that's it for now. I mean, my address, you know, needs to be in there.
Mm-hmm.
The phone number, the rest, all that stuff.
Yes, and for now we're going to, like, use your email for contact, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So just send me the pictures for the homepage and for the career page as well, and we're going to go ahead and, like, replace the pictures, right? In the meantime, we'll learn about the points that you mentioned. And hopefully by tomorrow's day end, we'll have the menu page updated. If not, then first thing Monday morning, we'll have the menu page updated.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.